From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. reacted cautiously to an offer by North Korea to halt nuclear testing and hold talks with Washington. The offer was made public by South Korea after its delegation returned from talks with North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un. The two Koreas are to meet in an April summit. President Donald Trump said the U.S.-led global pressure campaign seems to be paying off.
They are sincere, but I think they're sincere also because the sanctions and what we're doing with respect to North Korea, including, you know, the great help that we've been given from China, and they can do more. But I think they've done more than certainly they've ever done for our country before.
However, a senior administration official said the North Koreans have earned our skepticism. That view was shared by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats.
Hope springs eternal, but we need to learn a lot more relative to these talks, and we will, and the IC will continue to do every possible collection and assessment we can relative to the situation that exists in North Korea.
Vice President Mike Pence said the maximum pressure campaign over the North's nuclear program would continue. A U.S. official said planned joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises will go on as planned. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, ahead of a trip to Africa, said in a speech Tuesday, the U.S. approach to development assistance is different from that of China.
The United States pursues sustainable growth that bolsters institutions, strengthens the rule of law, and builds the capacity of African countries to stand on their own two feet. We partner with African countries by incentivizing good governance to meet long-term security and development goals.
Tillerson said, in contrast, China's approach encourages dependency. He's embarked on a one-week trip to Africa. This is VOA News. A Russian military transport crashed in Syria Tuesday, killing all 39 on board. The Kremlin said the cause was a technical malfunction. Meanwhile, U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauer Tuesday blasted Russia for complicity in the carnage in the besieged rebel enclave of Eastern Ghouta.
The strikes on Eastern Ghouta in recent days have demonstrated the farcical nature of Russia's proposed humanitarian corridor. Russia is clearly attempting to feign implementation of UNSCR 2401 while showing complete disregard for the ongoing humanitarian disaster that still unfolds.
A 46-truck convoy was able to make it into the town of Duma in Eastern Ghouta, where International Committee of the Red Cross spokesman Paul Kurziskit described a precarious situation.
People were telling you very desperate stories. They're tired. They are angry. They don't want aid. What they want is the shelling to stop.
Meanwhile, the UN Commission of Inquiry Tuesday said a Russian plane was responsible for the deaths of more than 80 people in an airstrike in November in Idlib province. And it blamed the U.S.-led coalition for a strike that took at least 150 lives in March. President Trump Tuesday remained firm in his view that stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are necessary.
We have a trade deficit of $800 billion a year, and that's not going to happen with me. We have been mistreated by many, sometimes fairly, but there are really very few instances where that's taken place. And I don't blame the countries. I blame our leadership.
Later, economic advisor Kerry Conn, an opponent of tariffs, announced he'll be leaving the White House. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, fellow Republican Paul Ryan, urged Mr. Trump to engage in a more targeted approach.
There is clearly abuse occurring. Clearly, there is overcapacity, dumping, and transshipping of steel and aluminum by some countries, particularly China. But I think the smarter way to go is to make it more surgical and more targeted.
Mexico Tuesday vowed to retaliate with tariffs of its own. U.S. stock futures were lower on the news of the Cohn resignation and the prospect of a global trade war. The benchmark Dow Jones Index managed to eke out a slight gain in trading Tuesday. Britain is promising a robust response if it can prove Russia was behind a mysterious illness that has left a former Russian spy fighting for his life. Police are trying to determine the nature of the substance that felled Sergei Skripal and his daughter Sunday in Salisbury. Sri Lanka remains under a week-long state of emergency, a bid to quell communal violence between majority Buddhists and minority Muslims. Sinhalese mobs targeted Muslim properties in eastern and central Sri Lanka, prompting the declaration. And Amazon chief Jeff Bezos remains the world's richest person, according to Forbes magazine, replacing Microsoft founder Bill Gates. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.